sweetest friends, this year should be a special schus. Ravi Maroni Mimarazi, Sheikhu, the Nishmas Marasester Basar Shmuel, the schus Mordechai Yohel Ben Yosef Alevi, the schus Moshita Ben Peshadina, Shmuel Ben Yamad Shmuel Haleya, Rami Yitzhak Ben Esther, Yosef Basar Ben Esther, Perak Chaf Aleph, Psukim Chaf and Chaf Aleph, and Sefer Shmos, Parashas Mishpatim. Priyaki Shisadu as Amosu Beshevet, who makes Tachasiel the Nokom Yinokim, Achim Yomo Yomayim Yamud, La Yukam Kikas Bahu. If somebody hits his male or female servant with his staff and he dies under his hand, he will be avenged. But if it takes a day or two that he's standing and then he dies, he will not be avenged because he is his money. So there's a lot to say about this pasuk, and we are going to discuss it, not obviously everything, that would take too many years, but we're going to discuss it based on the Torah of Mori V'Rabi, Agon HaMuflag, U'Mufla Rabbi W. Yitzhak Man Zatzal. So you have an interesting lashon here in the pasuk of Nikama, Nokom Yinokim, for killing his Eved, he's going to be avenged. Lashon Nekamal Chiyuvei Mises based in Lo Kasuv Bishum Makom. So we have to understand Ma Pitom here is a lashon of Nekama. Ayin Ma Shekasuv Bezev Ibn Ezra Ibn Bechaye. In the Targum Onkelos he writes Izdana Yizdan. Nakom Yinakem, he says he will be judged. And also weiter when it says Lo Yukam, he says Yizdan. Lo yizdan, he will not be judged. So instead of saying a lashon of revenge, he says a lashon of judging. So we have to understand why Onkelos insisted that the correct lashon here, the correct translation, is he will be judged, and not he will be avenged. So in order to do this, we have to be mevayer yisodos chiyuv misa shel rotzeach. And based on this, hopefully everything will become clear. The Ramban, and as a sagas to the Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvese Yud Gimel writes, shenitztaveinu b'nyan rotzeach shenitzchayv misa beveizdin, shivakshenu gol hadam v'yirdof achra v'yinkom nikmaso mimenu, shiavi oso lebeizdin v'yumas kemishpato shiyirtzach oso agoel, based in that we have a special mitzvah that after his chayv misa based in that the gol hadam should take vengeance, yinkom nikmaso, the gol hadam should take vengeance and kill him, the relative of the victim. How does he do that? He brings him to the beisdin and then he'll be killed. Or if the beisdin can't do it, then the gol hadam will do it. But it's the gol hadam gol hadam's job, the blood avenger's job, to make sure that this person gets his punishment, either by bringing him to Beis Din, or if the Beis Din can't take care of him, then the Gol Adam should liquidate this person himself. This is talking about a Rotzeach. So that's the Ramban in his Osofos to the Sefer HaMitzvos. So the question is, why did the Rambam not enumerate this in his Sefer HaMitzvos? And the Ramban had to be masig on the Rambam that this also should be a mitzvah. And that is because the chiv of Harigas Gol Hadam is HaRotzeach, that the Gol Hadam should kill the Rotzeach, is a detail of the mitzvah of Harigas Rotzeach that's incumbent upon the Beis Din. And the Rav was already mashrish, as the Megillas Esther points out, the Rambam was already mashrish b'shayrish zayin shein limnos tikduke ha-mitzvahs b'minyan ha-mitzvahs. We don't enumerate the details of the mitzvahs in the minyan, so it doesn't count as one of the 613, because the Gol Hadam's mitzvah to bring to create justice is part of the zaprat in the din of the Beis Din to kill the Rotzeach. And so too in the Tashbitz in the Zarakia he writes like this, L'chor, it's a davar nachon me'od. So then we have a kasha now in the Ramban. Why did the Ramban enumerate this detail as an independent mitzvah? There's a mitzvah to kill the Rotzeach. How it's done with the Gol Adam, not with the Gol Adam, that's a detail. So why did the Rambam enumerate the detail? The Rambam seemingly is correct. The Ramban agrees with this Yisod of the Rambam that you don't enumerate details. So this kash was already asked by the Rashbits in the Zohar Rakia, and also in Rabbi Rucham Fishel Perla, in his Perash Al Rasag Parashi Yitzayin. So from this it would appear that the Ramban emphasizes that Sheyirdof Gol Adam V'Yinkom Nikmaso should take vengeance. So too the Ramban expresses himself, Sheyirtzach Oso Gol Adam. So we see that it's Mugdor Kiritzicha, even though he was Mischayev Bevezdin. So why is it called Ritzicha? What the Gol Adam does is called Ritzicha. And that's Taka the Lashon of the Pasuk, Kol Makin Nefesh Lefiedim Yirtzach Es HaRotzeach. The Rotzeach is murdered. And the Sifri says it's talking about the Gol Hadam. It's talking about a Rotzeach B'mezid, like Tosha Shantz writes in Makas Yiram and Beis, Tumim, Simon Beis, Sifkot and Beis. So you see this Lashon of Ritzicha, when it's called murder when killing the Gol Hadam. So it must be that there's an additional din in the Rotzeach, besides the Chiyuf Misa that he has, which is like other Chiyuchayv and Misa's based in. There's also a din Nikama on Harigas HaNirtzach, on killing the victim, on killing the victim of murder. And this Nikama is coming Mitzad HaNirtzach from the Gol Hadam, from his relative, to do it in place of the Nirtzach. Well, Shana the Ran, Sanhedrin 45b, Shemitzav Yad Gol Hadam La Miso Sheyishpoch Olav Chamosoi, that the Gol Hadam has to spill his anger on it, you know, Nekama of the Gol Hadam in place of the Nirtzach, and therefore it's Mugdor Kiritzicha Sherei Lo Al Chiyuv Mises Beizdin. The Pasuk isn't talking about Chiyuv Mises Beizdin. The Pasuk is talking about the Din Ritzicha Kinekama Al HaNirtzach. And that's why the Ramban emphasized this, that there's an inyan of Ritzicha here, there's an inyan of meaning what the Gol Hadam is doing. There's an inyan of Nekama here. And therefore, the Ramban emphasizes this, Lashon of Ritzicha, Lashon of Nekama, that's what the Gol Hadam is supposed to do. And again, we see that's the Lashon of the Pasuk, Yirtzach es HaRotzeach, and Mize Yotzei Mimela, She'ein Ze Prat B'Chiyuv Misaso Shel HaRotzeach. It's not just a detail in the Chiyuv Misa of the Rotzeach, and the Chiyuv Misa is based, and that is upon him, but rather it's an additional Chiyuv that has nothing to do with this Chiyuv Misa is based, and it's a Chiyuv Misa is based. There's another din of the Gol Adam, that the Gol Adam is to carry this out, either by bringing him to Beis Din, or if that's not possible, then killing him himself. And he's not considered a Shliach Beis Din like the Zohar Rakia writes. If he were a Shliach Beis Din, then it would be a Prat in the Mitzvah of Harigas HaRotzeach. But rather, it's an additional Din. And therefore the Ramban is correct when he enumerates this as an independent mitzvah, that there's a kiyum mitzvah of the Rotzeach, whose chayav mises based in that the Gol Hadam should carry it out. And this is a separate din, distinct from the din of Harigas HaRotzeach, HaMutelas Ala based in Kibishar Chayve Misas. And even though we see in the Ramban that it's the based in that's killing him, and the Chi of Gol Adam is just to bring him to Din, or to kill him if the Beis Din can't do it. Not like we see in the Rambam. Paragalef Meretzech Halacha Beis, Shemises HaRotzech Lichatchila, Hiyal Yedei Gol Adam, Ayein Sham, Ubi Yad Ramah, Ubi Ran, B'Sanhedrin Daf Memhei Amid Beis, Shekach Kosvu, that it's a mitzvah on the Rotzeach to be killed by the Gol Hadam himself. The Ramban holds that it's the Beis Din that's doing it. Rambam holds that it's the Gol Hadam who's doing it. So the Ramban is holding, Nachmanides is holding, that there's a kiyum of nekama when you bring him to the Beis Din. That's the kiyum of nekama when the Goel Hadam brings the murderer to Beis Din. But lemaisa, it's an independent, distinct din of nekama. And with this, we can understand the Gemara in Sanhedrin 45b that we learn from the pasuk that if there's no Goel Hadam, then Beis Din is mamir ha-Goel Hadam, to be mekayim the mitzvah of Goel Hadam, like the Yad Ramah writes. Chor, we have to understand, since lemaisa is not the relative, he's not the Goel Hadam, how is this mitzvah fulfilled by somebody who's not the Goel Hadam? What's the inyan here? The answer is, like we said, that there's a special din ha-riga of nekama that can only be done by the Goel Hadam. And this has nothing to do with the Mises Beis Din. And therefore, Beis Din is mamid a Goel Hadam, that his job is to involve himself in the din of nekama, of revenge, and the mitzvah that there, that we have in the of the in the Rotzeach. And then it's going to be a harigas nekama, which is a special mitzvah on the Rotzeach, that there should be nekama. And according to this, the Rambam, that didn't enumerate this as an independent mitzvah in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, we have to understand why. We see now it's a special din of the Goel Hadam. It's a din miyuchat shel hariga b'fnei atzmo mitzad Goel Hadam. It's not just a prat. So why did Taka do the Rav? First we ask, why did the Ramban yes mention it? Now we understand perfectly why now. We consider it to the Rambam. Why did the Rambam not enumerate it? So the Rav Yochanan Fischer Perle talks about it in his parish on the second parasha Yitzayin. And it still requires Ian. So it would appear that the Rambam holds that the mitzvah of the Goel Hadam is not just to be Mekayim the mitzvah of the Kama, but also the Chiyuv Beis Din is Miskayim by the Harigas Goel Hadam. And Klape Zeh, the Goel Hadam, is the Shliach Beis Din. And this we see in the Pesukim of Parashas Maaseh, Perek Lamed Hei, Pasuk Yates, Goel Hadam Hu Yamis HaSaratzeach B'Fago Bo, Hu Yemisenu. Pasuk Chaf Aleph, O Be'eva Hikau. V'yamos, Mos Yumas HaMakeh, Rotzeachu, Goel Hadam Yamis HaSaratzeach B'Fago Bo. And the Sifri, it says, Goel Hadam Yamis Lamenemar, V'lokvar Nemar Goel Hadam Hu Yamis. So why do we need Pasuk Chaf Aleph to tell us Goel Hadam Yamis? It already says it in Pasuk Yates, Goel Hadam Hu Yamis. Ma Tamad Lomar Goel Hadam Yamis HaSaratzeach, in Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Shachol Ein Li Ela, Sheyesh Lo Goel, Mishen Lo Goel, I mean, I only know if he has a Goel Hadam. What if he doesn't have a Goel Hadam? Tamad Lomar Goel Hadam Yikol Makom. So it says Goel Hadam in any instance. That's why it says it the second time. L'chora, it's hard to understand. How do we learn from Goel Hadam Yikol Makom that you kill even without a Goel Hadam? Adarava. It says Goel Hadam Yamis. So it means only the Goel Hadam. So how do we learn from here that even if he's not the Goel Hadam, we're mamid a Goel Hadam? No, only if there's a Goel Hadam. He's not a Goel Hadam. So it doesn't count. So what's pshat that we learn from Goel Hadam Yamisar Tzech Fago Bon Chaf Aleph Pasuk Chaf Aleph Nachadin that they're mamid a Goel Hadam? So it would appear based on what we said that Pasuk Yates is talking about the special din hariga of the Goel Hadam mitzad nekama. Who Yamis? Who? Because he's the Goel Hadam and he has a ratzon l'nekama. Who Yamisenu? But in Pasuk Chaf Aleph, where it doesn't say Hu Yamisenu, it just says Goel Hadam Yamis HaRotzeach. So v'zeh ne'emar sheyesh b'mitat haRotzeach gam harigad mitat beidin. Pasuk Chaf Aleph doesn't say Hu Yamisenu. It says Goel Hadam Yamis HaRotzeach. That's mitzad Mises Beis Din. And this Misa Beis Din is Miskayim al Yidei Goel Hadam. And the Nafkamina is L'inyin Yad Eidim Tia Bo Barishona, that we require B'chol Mechoyvim Mises Beis Din, that the Eidim are the one who carry out the Mises Beis Din. And here it says it's not true that the Mises Beis Din Shel Rotzeach, rather it's done not by the Yad Eidim, but rather the Goel Hadam. And that the Rambam says in the 13th parak of Hilchos Sanhedrin Halacha Aleph, Shegam Barotzech, there's a din of Yad HaEidim. That's where there's no Goel Hadam. Because according to the Ramban, according to the Rambam, Ein ma'amidim lo gol hadam acher. This inyan we see in Chazal. The Rambam doesn't pask in that way. Rambam says there's yad ha'edim if there's no gol hadam. But al kopanim, if there is a gol hadam, what's the gol hadam doing? He's carrying out the mises beis din. And this, Harei L'chora, we have a kasha. Lama Lila calls there, what do we need all this for? That Tepuklei de Belav Hachimidin Mises Nakama Mischayev. What do you need a second pasuk to tell you that the Goel Hadam is carrying out Mises Beis Din? Anyway, he has a Mises Nakama. Like we see in Pasuk Yates. Pasuk Yates tells us that there's a Mises Nekama, that the Goel Adam has to take revenge. So what was added, L'maisa in Pasuk Chaf Aleph, that teaches us that the Chiyuv of Mises Beis Din should be done by the Goel Adam? So we have to say that the whole Pasuk is just a Chiddush to tell us that besides the Chiyuv Mises Nekama, there's also a Chiyuv Mises Beis Din. And the Chiddush is when the Pasuk tells us that there's a Kiyum Nosaf on the Goel Hadam, that he's doing the Chiyuv Mises Beis Din, he's carrying out the Chiyuv Mises Beis Din. So in other words, there's two dinim here. There's Mises Nekama and there's also Chiyuv Mises Beis Din. And who's carrying out the Chiyuv Mises Beis Din? The Goel Hadam. But we still are left with the Kasha. What's the nafkamina lemaisa? What's the practical difference in this whole kamash malan? Anyway, we need a goal adam mitzad mises nakama. So what's added lemaisa when it tells us that there he also carries out the mises beis din? So it must be the chiddush lemaisa is to be mechayev misa even if there's no goal adam, because then there's no mises nakama, which is only done by the goal adam. And only because of the chiddush of this pasuk, that there's a din mises beis din by a rotzeach, it's mischayev. This obligates us to make sure that he's killed even without a goel adam. And therefore, when the goel adam does it, he's working only as a shliach beis din. And if he can't be the shliach, then he's killed mitzad the chiyuv mises beis din that he has. And that's what the Sifri learns. Umatam adlomar. Tamud Lomar Goel Adam Hu Yomis Is HaRotzeach Sheyachol Ein Li Ala Goel Mish Ein Lo Goel Minayin. This is only if somebody has a Goel Adam. Let's say he doesn't have a Goel Adam. Tamud Lomar Goel Adam Mikol Makom. So anyway you kill him. So this doesn't make sense. How do we learn from here Goel Adam Mikol Makom, that you kill even without a Goel Adam? And the rabbi says only if there is a Goel Adam. So the Teretz is again, we had in the Gemara that you're mamid a goel adam, but in the Sifri it doesn't say you're mamid a goel adam, it says we kill him anyway. But how's this learned from the words goel adam? Goel adam implies only if there is a goel adam. How do we learn from the words goel adam that even if there's no goel adam we still kill him? Fakert, the Pasuk is saying only if there's a goel adam you kill him. If there's no goel adam you don't kill him. The answer is that Pasuk Yates is telling us that the Goel Adam kills him mitzad dinakama. Pasuk Chafalef is telling us that the Goel Adam is killing him mitzad mises Beis Din. He's the shliach of the Beis Din. What's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is, anyway the Goel Adam is killing him, so what's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is that if there's no goel adam, then the Beis Din kills him mitzad misas Beis Din. The nafkamina in telling us in Pasuk Chof Aleph that the goel adam is the shliach of the Beis Din is to tell us that even if there is no goel adam, then the Beis Din still carries it out. This means goel amok, goel adam, mikol mako. That if there's no goel adam, but it says goel adam again to tell us that when the goel adam is killing mitzad misas Beis Din, and memeila, if there's no goel adam, then the Beis Din does it. So we still have a lot more to work out over here, but what we've learned until now is that according to the Gemara, you're mamid if there's no goel adam, you're mamid a goel adam. And this is because there's a special din on the goel adam. There's a special din of the goel adam, that's why the Ramban paskins it as a separate mitzvah. According to the Ramban, the job of the goel adam is to bring him to Beis Din, and if he can't bring him to Beis Din to be killed, then he kills him himself. We asked according to the Rambam why he doesn't enumerate it in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, and the answer is because the Goel HaDam is not just to be Mekayim the Mitzvah Nekama, but rather the Chi of the Goel HaDam is Al Shliach Beis Din, and this is seen in the Pasuk, because one Pasuk says Goel HaDam, and then Pasuk Chafal says Nochem Al Goel HaDam, and Chazal Darshan that even if there's no Goel HaDam we still kill him. And we darshan that from the words Goel Adam. And again, the Rambam holds, as we saw, that the Goel Adam himself is the one who carries out the murder, kills this person. Not just brings him to Beis Din like the Rambam. But what do we need the two Goel Adams for? The second Goel Adam is teaching you that even if there's no Goel Adam, Beis Din still kills him. But how's that learned from the words Goel Adam? How's that derived from the words Goel Adam? And the teretz is that the first Goel Adam tells us that the Goel Adam is killing in Bataras Nekama. And the second Goel Adam is saying that he's killing B'tarah Shliach Beis Din. And therefore we can derive Kamash Malanam Nafkamina Lamaisa, because anyway he's killing him, that if there is no Goel Adam, then the Beis Din kills him. If the job of the Goel Adam in Patsuk HaFalaf is Al Shliach Beis Din, that means if there's no Beis Din, then it is the job of the Goel Adam. If there's no Goel Adam, then it's the job of the Beis Din to kill this person. So, like I said, we still have a lot more to work out, but in the meantime, Baruch Hashem, we have seen Niflaos Mitaras Hashem, and we will, please God, continue in the next shiur, and we will see more and more Niflaot Mitarat Hashem B'li Neder. God should just give us the life and the health and everything we need. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends. Thank you so much for listening. For more, you could go to zoomchavrusa.com and mevakeshlev.blogspot.com, and we should be zocha for nisim and aflos. Yimeitzeis chameres mitzrayim aren and aflos. Begula shlema akrova amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends, and thanks again so much for listening.